Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the prohibition of speaking lies. So this aspect about speaking lies may seem like something very simple, but Shariat places a lot of emphasis on this prohibition of speaking lies. As we're doing the various ahadith, we can see that how much of emphasis, what level of seriousness is involved in a person that is speaking lies. There was a great Khalifa of the Sheikh Zakaria rahmatullah alayh. His name was Qari Amir Hassan Sab rahmatullah alayh. He would say that based on this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when a person speaks lies, then such a foul odor is emitted from his mouth that the malaika go away from there for miles. Now we all want the malaika of rahmat to be with us. We all want the mercy to be with us. We like them in our homes. We like the malaika of rahmat to be with us. But when a person speaks lies, then that such odor comes out of the mouth. We may not be able to smell it, but sometimes Allah Ta'ala blesses the very pious people. They can also get that odor. So here the malaika are very sensitive. There are visitors that are with us, but they say, ye nazuk mehman hai. Very, very sensitive visitors they are. Person does anything wrong, or there are certain things that are wrong, these visitors go away. These mehman, these angels of rahmat, they disappear from there. So based on this, he says that when we would be growing up, the elders would tell the youngsters, whenever they would pick out that anyone, any child or any of the children that are saying something that is lies. Children sometimes now and then they make up stories, they say this, they say that. So one of the seniors would say that, would tell the child that your mouth is smelling. Your mouth has got a very bad smell. He said to such an extent that the children used to actually, after that, one child used to go to the other child and say, smell my mouth, can you get a smell coming out? In other words, they believe from a young age that this is such a bad thing, that your mouth is getting polluted. Normally we always teach the children about brushing the teeth and how important it is, otherwise your mouth will smell. But this also we should inculcate in them, that your mouth will also smell when you speak lies, therefore always speak the truth. So today's hadith we see covers three aspects. One is a person narrating false dreams. In other words, he didn't have a dream about something, but to try and thrill somebody else, to try to curry favor, or win some support, or so some financial benefits, he may relate a dream that he didn't have. So this is first aspect of today's hadith that we'll do. The second aspect is eavesdropping. Person is listening into someone else's conversation. However he does it, whether directly listening in, people are talking, he's hiding and he's listening and he's talking, or he's got some way of dialing in and listening to what a person's conversations are on his phone, etc. So this also is eavesdropping. So eavesdropping is the second aspect of today's hadith. And the third aspect is this picture making, photography. Mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how severe these three things are. So today's hadith, and Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, and the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, قال من تحلم بحلم لم يره كلف أن يعقد بين شعيرتين ولن يفعل ومن استمع إلى حديث قوم وهم له كارهون صب في أذنيه الآنك يوم القيامة ومن صور صورة عذب وكلف أن ينفخ فيها الروح وليس بنافخ رواه البخاري. حضرت عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, one who narrates a dream which he did not have will be made to tie a knot between two barley seeds on the day of Qiyamah, and he will not be able to do so. What is meant by this? That a person who has a dream, or a person who narrates a dream which he did not have, will be made to tie a knot between two barley seeds on the day of Qiyamah. What it means? He'll be punished. He'll be given azab until he can tie a knot between two barley seeds, which is practically impossible. So it means his azab will continue for a very long period of time. Why? He narrated a dream which he did not have. So this is the first thing. And the second part, one who listens to the conversation of people who do not want him to listen will have molten copper poured in his ears on the day of Qiyamah. Molten copper poured into his ears. Can you imagine the heat of that? If we just got to put our finger in it, we get burnt. And here this is not just heated by any fire, heated by the fire of Jahannam. This will be poured into his ears. And the third is, one who makes a picture, one who makes an image, will be punished and compelled to put a soul into it. You created this image, you created this photo, you took this photograph, you took this video, now you put life into it. On the day of Qiyamah, you'll be compelled, you put life into it, this person will never be able to do so. In other words, this making pictures is the work of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the artwork of Allah ta'ala. We stay very far away from murat. Murat means picture of the whole head. Sometimes a person will have a picture that you see, just scratch the eyes out. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that cut the whole head off. Then only it won't be a surat, it won't be a picture. Even if a child is playing with a doll, the whole head must be out. Not just the eyes must be closed, the whole head must be out. This is some common mistake that people make. This is the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anyway, just to recap, the first part is a person has a dream that he narrates a dream that he did not have. And sometimes you have it. I was giving an example. A person is trying to win some favor. So I know a very wealthy person. And I tell the wealthy person that I had a dream of you in Jannat. And you're enjoying yourself in Jannat. And then this wealthy person gets so happy that I had a dream. And after a few days I ask him, how's the loan? You know, I need some money. So now this is something to win the favor of people. And it happens. People do this. So therefore you have to be very careful. Person should never ever do this. Why? Because one form of wahi, 1/36 of wahi, it comes in the hadith, is dreams. So wahi has finished. But 1/36, in other words, a person is given some type of basharat from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala via dreams. Don't make a mockery of it by speaking lies about dreams. So the next thing is eavesdropping. We explain, person should be very careful. If I'm not supposed to be in there, I rather excuse myself. I don't sit and act like I'm doing something else. I'm reading a book. But in the meanwhile, I'm listening to what the people are saying. This also is very serious. Molten copper will be thrown, poured into my ear, into our ears on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah Ta'ala save us. And the third one, which has become so common today, so common, this picture making, photography, Allah Ta'ala protect us. And sometimes it's because it's becoming so common, we all think it to be permissible. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam just said it's general. He didn't say if it's digital, if it's via video camera, then it's permissible. And if it's via a drawing or it's via some hard copy on a newspaper or in a picture on a cardboard, then it's impermissible. Straight, he said it's simple. A man who's got love for the words of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he won't ask questions. My Nabi said it finished, it's enough for me. I don't make a distinction between digital and non-digital, and this one is saying it, and that one is saying, I look to see what my Nabi is saying. Simple thing, he said, the person that makes a picture, in one hadith, إِنَّا شَدَّ النَّاسِ عَذَابًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ الْمُصَوِّرُونَ, those people that will be given the worst punishment on the day of Qiyamah, are those that made pictures. Those got involved in photography and video making and drawing of pictures, and making of images and sculptures, etc. These are the people that will be given the worst punishment. Now when a person hears this, now he's not going to start thinking, what did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mean? Maybe he meant this and he didn't mean that. He finished. My Nabi told me, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that I mustn't do it. That's enough for me. I don't have to ask too many questions. That is what you call true ishq. When a person says, ishq Rasul, this is true ishq Rasul. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says something, and immediately, that's enough for me. I don't have to go into too much of nitty-gritty. I accept it as it is. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.